Hi, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
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 Say hello, Lucas.
Say hello, Lucas.
Hello.
Hello.
We are back.
We're back with a normal episode, not just a catch-up one.
Not just a catch-up. This is your bog-standard regular episode.
Yeah, we have a guest and everything.
We've got structure. We've got intros. We've got outros.
Yeah. I made notes.
Yeah.
It's Lucas writing made notes. Now.
Lucas is back for good.
First day in the history of Thank Fuck For That anybody has made notes.
This is podcast. When
I saw you making
analog.
Notes, I literally like it blew my mind.
Lucas got like a pen and paper out and I was like, why is he doodling during this podcast?
Yeah.
I was just making my shopping list.
Noughts and crosses.
Yeah. I also think we should very much also mention that, like, when we say we're back, we mean for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll be.
And then who
not
knows
back
what
again.
Will happen? We might be back on Zoom. That is TBC.
It's TBC, but obviously you all know, you listen to this podcast, you know why that's happening. But for now, you get an app.
Yeah. So consider yourself lucky, actually.
Consider yourself lucky for this episode.
We're in a bit of a weird mood because we went and got bubble tea.
We all got bubble teas.
At my suggestion.
At yes.
Lucas's
I
suggestion.
Sort of led the pack. I was like, knew what I wanted. And then you guys were like, oh, that sounds interesting. I want to get on that train.
He's already
and you've
leading
since
us.
Hopped off.
Yes.
Well, I've had one before, but it was a lot better than this.
So you got tapioca.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this a bit in the main episode, but the which you'll hear in a bit, I guess. But yeah, basically, I don't know what I've had now. It's just, it's too sweet and it's... the bowls taste of nothing.
I don't like it, and I can't stop drinking it. And I've had to put it away. I've had to place it behind Lucas to stop drinking it.
I'm a physical barrier.
Yeah, because for some reason, despite really not liking it, I kept going back.
Mm.
Is that what everyone experiences bubble tea is like?
Well, I think that's the sugar.
Oh, that could be it.
That's why I'm still sipping it. I'm like, listen, we don't want to have a sugar crash.
Not at all.
So I'm just going to keep going.
Just keep hitting up those balls.
Yeah. How have you been, Sarah?
I've been well.
Okay.
I've got no memory of anything I've done in the last week.
Okay.
I looked after a dog. I emailed my mum. My mum's having a birthday party in October. She sent a mass email out. And she didn't consider tone at all in the email. So the subject line was, come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah,
and then it was, hello, everyone. I'm turning 70. We're having a big birthday party. Please come dressed as Barbie or Ken.
Great.
And then the next one was, no, but seriously, we're looking forward to having you join us. And now everybody is like, do we actually need to dress up as Barbie and Ken? So I've had to
no,
reply
but
all.
Seriously.
Yeah, so she was joking. It was a joke. But then I had to reply all to everybody on this email chain and go, no, this is not real. Don't.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have left it there. I would have left it because then you get the fun thing of like, who thought this was a serious thing and comes dressed up as Barbie or Ken?
I know, but I just had this horrible anxiety that like most people will know it's a joke and then like one poor innocent soul will come dressed
as
Barbie. Yeah, but it won't be like the kind of person that could like take the sort of
Take it on the chin,
and they would be so embarrassed, and I would feel
responsible. There's two versions of this. Mm. There's like the Bridget Jones one, where she's really embarrassed.
Yeah,
she shows up in a body costume. And then there's the Elle Woods one in Legally Blonde, where she also shows up in a body costume at a party that turns out to not be a costume party, but then she really owns it.
I see.
There's two blonde women. Choose your blonde woman.
Choose your fighter. But yeah, I was just worried it'd be like, someone she used to work with or something like that who's like, I haven't seen her in years. I'll pop by in my Barbie costume.
You've done the nicer thing.
I just felt like I would take all of the guilt on from that.
Because you haven't replied all.
No, I did reply all. I replied all.
No, you did.
But I did say, if you want to dress as Barbie and Ken, then please do.
Ooh.
So someone might.
It's optional.
Mm.
Yeah, I might. I'm not invited.
Please do. Well, actually... My mum's there.
I'm going full can.
So that's what I've been up to. Fighting fires left, right and centre.
You have.
Mm.
You have. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be back. I've been going through puberty. It's been very exciting. I'm going to grow a beard. It's looking up. It's going well.
Do you think you can grow a beard?
I know I can't for a fact.
Oh, boy.
I'll get there one day, I think. I've been looking at creams you can rub on your face to make one grow.
Stimulate the hair growth.
Yeah, it's called, I think it's called Regain or something, because you regain the hair.
Are those real?
They work, apparently, but I think I'll be too scary and threatening if I have a beard.
Oh, I agree.
I don't want to scare people.
You look like every wanted poster in the world.
Oh, yeah. I'll be mangled and wild. No, yeah. I think that's too much effort to
uphold a beard.
Yeah. No, just to rub something on my face every day.
You don't cream?
I moisturize. You don't cream?
Maybe rephrase that.
You even cream?
You're telling me you don't cream, boy?
You must cream. It's all the rage.
Cream is cum. We should rephrase that.
I have a skincare routine, yeah.
Cream is cum.
Like God is
cum. If you said, do you cream? That's like...
Cream is cum.
He just creamed.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, creaming is coming.
All right, good.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
I bet you are.
Yeah. You never come on your own face?
You never come on your own face? Do you not moisturize?
I have a skincare routine, but I am bad at doing it every day.
But you have to put SPF on.
Yeah, I put SPF on. Now I've been putting it on more recently.
Okay.
Hence the weather. Don't worry.
You're very white.
It's a very fair head.
Yes, we're all white, but you're very white.
I'm super white. Yeah. I love coming on here and you guys just tell me like things I should be doing. Like you give me personal hygiene tips. Are you brushing your teeth twice a day?
Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
Thank you.
Are you though?
I'm practicing to be a mother.
Yeah. You're doing very well.
Whereas so far, for no reason. But
who knows? One day.
Listen, I'll tell you what about trying to have a baby. You're just leaking.
So the listeners know that you're trying to have a baby?
I think so. Didn't we mention that?
No, I don't think
so. No, you definitely didn't.
I don't think you ever mentioned it. So it just seems like a hot take that you've read in a magazine or something. I read something recently.
Cosmo says, when you're trying to have a baby. No, I just basically, listen, none of us have experienced this, okay? Because you both have sex with women, and I have
some would call
sex
them
with boys who don't leave it in there.
Don't leave it in there.
It's just gross. Listener, I'm trying for a baby. Let me tell you.
It's gross.
It's gross. Mm. Because it's just, it's gravity.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about this part.
You'd think it would be like more impressive or more technical. Like, you know, when you go and deposit money at the bank.
Yeah.
And the machine like clamps down on the money and it goes, sucks it in. Yeah. You'd like to think that.
Listeners like those sounds we just made.
You'd like to think that the vagina does that with the sperm and you like sort of tangibly see it kind of like. It grabs it and goes, thank you for your deposit.
Also, like, coming is quite forceful, so it's like, it does spray far and wide. Like, if you've ever just, like, had it spray into, like, the room, it does go everywhere. It goes, it's pretty kind of
like a hose pipe.
Yeah. Not the last bit, but the beginning bit. And then, so you kind of think that it just goes, like, whoosh in there. Which I guess it does kind of in a way, but that just means that, you know, you'll have sex in the morning and then by 3 p.m. you're like, how is it still?
You like start to doubt.
I'm losing the boy!
Man down!
Man down!
What the fuck are you doing? Get back up there!
I keep talking to my crotch.
Talking to the boy.
Talking to the boy so it slowly drips down my leg. I scoop it up. I put it back in. Is this how it works? I should have read a book.
Cramming them back in by hand.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Listen, I know IVF is difficult and stuff, but at least you don't. At least you're not leaking.
Do you think you're not on IVF? Yeah,
I don't think
they do. They do the like turkey baster thing, don't they? Which I presume has some leakage. Listen, we're not an authority on this subject.
If you're on IVF,
we're no doctors.
Let us know if you're leaking.
Are you on IVF? Are you leaking?
I've really...
We need you.
I understand that I've maybe lowered the tone here for this first podcast back.
You were talking about cum before you started talking about this.
Yeah, I was talking about my moisturizer.
Yeah.
And you were like, do you cream? Do you even cream?
Bro.
Bro.
The first opportunity.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You
went.
Really, thank God you mentioned cum, because I'm leaking.
That has got to be what people want for us. If they're still listening, but at this point.
They're here for the cum.
They must be here for cum jokes.
They come and go.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but two of my friends who are in a double act called Crizzits.
Ah.
Will and Eddie.
Crazy Wizards.
Crazy Wizards.
I just assumed that's what it was.
Is that not what it is?
Maybe. I don't think so. I think they just thought it was a funny word.
Okay.
But it might be for Crazy Wizards.
Boys, if you're listening.
We'll have to get them on at some point.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were discussing how like their first Edinburgh show that went really well, and they got like this really nice review in The Guardian. And the guy who reviews Bran Logan, I think it is, he basically was like, yeah, great. Too much cum. And when I read that, I was like, I would say not enough. Like, genuinely from a comedic standpoint, I would say not enough cum.
Yeah, we could take more.
Yeah, I really do think.
You want everyone leaking on the way out.
It's always funny.
Yeah. Cum is funny.
Cum is funny. Mm. But what a way to tell everyone that I'm trying for a baby.
That is an interesting take on introducing that concept to the podcast.
I really thought I'd mentioned
it. That was a hard launch.
I think because I spent a month ending my Edinburgh run with saying...
That you're trying for a baby.
That I'm trying for a baby.
You just assumed that everyone knew.
I just assumed that I've been spouting this absolutely everywhere.
I think the last time we did a record, you told me that you had started trying, but it was after when we left.
Okay. Well, I think everything I say to you, even when we have a normal phone call, just like regardless, I think that's on the pod.
I'm updating the patrons regularly.
Like the other just day, talk when to we Mickey. Were just on the phone. I think, well, good for the Patreon.
Just talk to Mickey about money. We're on the same page.
We're on the same page.
Stay tuned, patrons.
Stay tuned. We might get a third curtain.
Dear patrons, haven't spoken to Mickey in a while.
They're not replying. They're not answering my calls.
I wonder if she's thinking of me.
I usually am, to be fair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Usually.
All right. Should we get a guest in?
Let's get a guest in.
Unless you have enough? Have we talked about this for enough time?
You have any news, Lucas?
No, I don't.
anything?
You're leaking, Lucas, from anywhere?
No.
Tell our listeners if you're leaking, Lucas.
None of the places I should be leaking from. I'm leaking hair. I got a haircut yesterday. Does that count?
It's a bit of a leak.
You're looking nice.
Thank you.
Oh, you're looking nice, boy.
You're looking nice and fresh. I guess now that, you know, they can people might kind of be able to see your face.
Oh, yeah, you can see. Hello.
This is Lucas. That's what he looks like.
This is Lucas. We're going to have to put this online.
No.
It's just my head.
No, this will just be for audio.
It's just my head. I'm just a floating head. I'm like that gag, you know, when they like peek around the door and then they go, That's what I'm like. That's so funny.
My God.
That's so
Lucas has brought physical comedy to the audio podcast.
That's going straight
if you're
on
watching
Patreon.
It, it'd be amazing.
It's going straight on Patreon. Only the Patreons will be able to see what Lucas looks like.
Yes, let's gatekeep Lucas.
Yeah, we'll gatekeep him.
For £3 a month, secret.
I'm down to be gatekept.
For £3 a month, you can find out what Lucas looks like.
All right, let's get a guest in, guys.
Let's get a guest in. A fantastic guest this
really
week.
Good.
So brilliant. Sakisa, her name is. Comedian, burlesque dancer, writer, performer, podcaster, everything. She does it all.
I just realised one name.
One name, like
she
Madonna.
She only goes by Sakisa.
Sakisa.
Mm. I know what her last name is.
I know it too. I'm not saying it.
No, I'm not saying it either.
We're putting it behind the paywall.
It's double barreled.
Double barreled.
It's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
I think one name's amazing. Like Cher.
I could never do it though, could I?
Yeah, you can't just be Sarah.
Welcome, Sarah.
Also, I guess you could just be Keyworth.
I could.
Like, I feel like Keyworth is more of your brand than Sarah's.
Yeah.
Because everyone calls you Lil Keys.
Lil Keys. Mm. Keys. Keys could have been a stage name, but...
Whereas I could not live without being able to say the word Mickey.
Mickey, yeah, you've got to say Mickey. But I think Mickey could be a single stage name, you know?
Mickey.
Yeah. Mickey. I think I'd be the shittest.
Mickey. All right, so Sagisa, yeah. let's get her in.
She's brilliant. Let's get her in.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for that. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Sagisa, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yay! You are our first podcast back after a long hiatus.
Yes.
We're delighted. What a great start.
This is a great start, actually. We've absolutely smashed it. We don't really even need to interview you.
No, because we can't remember how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It was obviously nice to be in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you all in Edinburgh. Saw Mickey the most because she was there for the whole month, unlike some people.
No, Lucas was there.
I was there the whole month.
Were you there the whole month?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But he was hiding.
He was hiding.
In the show.
He was definitely hiding from me.
Some
people were not there for the whole month.
I was there for, I did 11 days of shows. I was there for 2 weeks total. And I really made a meal out of it. Like, I really fussed about. I was like, I'm so tired.
Yeah, my favourite thing was doing a late night show. I can't remember who was hosted. Was I hosted or someone else hosted? I can't remember. But I think,
and then late in life?
It wasn't late in life. It was Assembly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Assembly. And Sarah was like, I've got to wake up so early in the morning. I can't be out this late. It was 11 o'clock.
I had an early show.
You did have an early show, but there's no excuse for that when, when especially
so
you.
I mean, 3 weeks into shows.
and hosting in the evening and doing her own show.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I'm a fuss pot.
You are a fuss pot.
And I like my sleep. And it was late. But you were hosting, so you had to stay even later than me.
Yeah, I think at one point
was the one in the big hall.
It was the one in the big hall. I think at one point I was like, why does this have to be so late?
I don't understand why it has to be so late.
All the well paid gigs in Edinburgh are late.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it was.
It feels like
Underbelly,
a punishment.
Assembly.
But you're always hosting them.
I don't know what it is.
What do you do? Why do you do this?
it's mainly because I tell people I'll sit on their face and suffocate them with my vagina, probably. People are like, we want that energy for our late night show.
That's where I'm going wrong.
Need
to add, I will suffocate you.
With my
vagina.
Vagina.
I just offer to sit on their waist.
I do that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. This is good.
Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
This is a podcast about life-changing moments. Would you say that you dwell on the moments that could have or did change your life?
No.
Okay. Quick dwell.
That's fair
quick
enough.
Quick dwell,
and then no.
No.
Not at all.
No, I tell you what, I'm an anxious person. I overthink quite a lot. Mm. And I get very, like, in my own head about certain things. So I'm...
Sorry. I've known you for what is it like almost 8 years?
Yeah.
That's the main thing I would describe you as. What? Is a worrier and an overthinker.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a massive worrier and overthinker.
Well, welcome to the pod.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pod. Air some of those worries
you fit,
out.
You fit right in.
I fit right in.
But you don't dwell. You wouldn't say you dwell.
I would probably dwell for like a week and then like try and like something else will pop up and then I've got to dwell on that.
Oh, okay. So your worry just gets replaced with a fresh worry.
With a fresh worry. I'm just full of worry.
That's a lovely way. Knock one worry out with a second worry. Forget the first worry. Then eventually the third worry will come along.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you just, the key to that is that you just have to have bad things keep happening.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Okay, great.
But the main takeaway is that you're always worrying about something.
You're always worrying about something, but the past worries will have been replaced.
I find that really relatable.
Yeah.
It's also a thing with like, I just think it's constant. Like, I can never be satisfied. Like, if you worry about something that gets resolved, and then you're like, what to choose next? And I think I have it with like body issues as well, where like I'm getting this like surgery in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I going to hate next about myself?
Oh, yeah.
Because
something will replace it.
Because this will be the focus. I'm like, I don't want tits. And then I'll get rid of my tits and I'll be like, never noticed how much of a flat ass I've got. And then this time next year, I'll be getting implants.
Was it hair before?
Huh? What?
We were talking about hair earlier and how you think about like your life in terms of like how short your hair was.
It was hair for a bit, then it was teeth.
Teeth.
Got my teeth
straight. You got your teeth done?
Got my teeth straightened out.
Very nice.
I can't get mine straightened, annoyingly.
Why?
I have to get them, like, because it's a long story. But yeah.
So I got braces for a bit, sorted the teeth out.
And straight onto tits.
Always worrying about my skin. Skin's a constant one. And then we went onto tits.
Sexy.
So what's next?
There is going to be something next.
I'm excited to find out.
Yes.
You're going to get a Brazilian butt lift, aren't you, mate? That's what's going to be happening next.
Can you imagine?
That would be so funny.
In the next few clips next year, I'm like just a foot higher than everyone else in this chair.
Yeah. Or the fact that you like went flat, but you almost like then pushed it back.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, put it on the ass.
Yeah, put it on the ass. Add some junk in the trunk.
Don't throw that away.
I do the same. I mean, like, I always worry about my body.
Mm.
There's always a thing I'm really hating at the moment, you know?
Like, I find that really interesting, because no offence, but you lot are skinny bitches, so...
Yeah. But, turns out the human condition that we can always just find something wrong. That's the thing.
Oh, like, 100%. Like, it's just,
nobody's happy in this world.
No.
But it's great to have you here.
I mean, I just saw you do your eyeliner, just like, that's blown my mind. And immediately I was like, I could never do that.
I literally just did my eyeliner in one sweet.
Yeah, it was really impressive, actually.
Mickey, like, all but fell to her knees.
I really did.
And it wasn't even like, it's good. It's really rad. I really did it like a little eyeliner.
Oh, my God. Well, I thought it was the most impressive thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, bless you. Oh, you have not seen me do burlesque, have you, then?
No, I have seen you when you're in your full get-up.
Oh, yeah.
And it does look amazing. But this is how little this is how bad I am at all of that stuff. That even just the simple, like, sweep of an eyeline, I'm like, she's a goddess. She's a goddess.
Crown her now. Have you ever had a big near-miss experience? That's why we've brought you here. To tell you about the near miss.
I
this is just Sarah reminding themselves how to interview. That is why you're here.
That's why you're here.
The subtext of that question is this is the structure of this podcast.
Very good.
I've had three, I think, that came to mind when I got the briefing for this podcast.
Mm. Yeah, we do briefs.
We do briefs. One, I nearly drowned when I was younger, which is why I don't like pools.
Ponds?
No, pools. Pools.
Natural pools?
Like swimming pools.
That's are they ponds?
No, they're pools.
What's natural about the swimming pool?
Well, in my head, what I wanted to say was white people's pools.
Go for it.
That's please, what I wanted go to say. It. And please. I was like, stop trying to be racist to the white people.
No, go for it. What's a white people pool?
Yeah.
And then I...
What is a white people pool?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what's a white people
just
pool?
Just for the white people in the room.
Yeah. Just a normal pool, like swimming pool, isn't it?
Like a leisure centre pool.
Yeah, leisure centre pool. Mm. You know when you've got like the floating like plasters in it?
Yeah.
And like the pieces of hair.
At the risk of everything in my entire career, and please don't clip this up, Lucas, but are there black people pools?
Yeah, we call them the sea.
I see. Okay. Great. So you like
nature's pools.
Okay, so we have swimming pools that are man made.
Yeah.
We have chlorine.
And you have the earth.
Yeah.
Well, you won the fight.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like so, I prefer to swim in the sea than I will in a swimming pool.
So you're scared of swimming pools rather than seas?
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
You're Dutch. It's okay.
Yeah, I completely agree. Chlorine is like the grossest thing that's ever happened to anyone.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you like chlorine?
But I would say that, wouldn't
I? Wouldn't you?
No, I don't like it. The sea is infinitely better.
So you almost drowned in a swimming pool?
Yeah, no.
In a white people pool. Got it.
Mm.
Then I nearly didn't become a lawyer. I nearly went to a different uni and studied a different subject.
Ooh.
And then the third one is that I nearly had sex with a friend's ex-boyfriend who she was pregnant with at the time.
Do we get to choose our own adventure?
Oh my god, I want all three.
Do we get to choose our own adventure?
I love the fact Mickey's eyes have just lit up. And yeah.
It's like, wait, this is like an adventure.
I wonder which one Mickey will choose.
Oh, come on, that one's so juicy though.
It's really juicy.
Come on, let's go with three.
Number three, please.
Basically, I was quite young. I was very much self-conscious about myself.
How young?
17.
Oh, okay. Because we were having a sex story, so I'm like...
No, I lie. 18. I was 18.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah, I was 18.
Okay. If there are any cops listening.
Yeah.
Isn't it legal at 16 anyway?
Yeah, it is. We're just being...
That's what's
Yeah, so I was 18. And I was...
You're 18.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Do you want the story?
I want the story so bad. I'm sorry. I made a pedo joke. Okay, go on.
I was 18. I was working in a retail shop that no longer exists.
Top shop.
Huh?
Top shop.
No. It's a shoe shop that no longer exists. And my...
Tell us what shoe
shop. I keep giving you
breadcrumbs.
Yeah, breadcrumbs.
I keep giving you breadcrumbs.
What's the shoe shop?
It's called Barrett's.
Oh, I remember it well.
Do you?
Yeah, shoes from Barrett's.
Yeah, school shoes.
You really? Worked in a Barrett's?
I worked in a Barrett's for 8 years.
Measuring feet.
Yeah. I used to love getting my feet measured.
It felt nice, didn't it?
It's great.
It was annoying for the staff.
Oh, no, horrible. Yeah, I would never want to do that job.
I know, it's the worst. It was probably, apart from when I became like supervisor, then I didn't have to deal with people's feet. Mm. I was just behind the till.
Isn't it usually just kids, though?
No, it's old people as well.
They don't know their size? No. Don't awe them.
They're so old.
Why are you...
They don't know anything about themselves anymore.
You've immediately projected onto this story like a doddering old grandpa.
And
but
he's
it could
forgotten
just be like,
what size his feet are.
Could just be like some
he's
perv.
He's probably forgotten he has feet.
Some 6-year-old perv who like really wants a geezer to, you know, touch his feet.
Because also people used to come from different countries.
And to get their feet touched by you.
They travel far and wide.
They wanted to know what size feet there were in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right, that's very sensible.
Yeah, that's very sensible. And you didn't have the conversion tables that you have now on ASOS.
You go to ASOS for all your conversions. I made a gown
specifically for that.
2 cups of flour? Let's see what ASOS has to say about this. That's very silly.
Right, you worked at Barrett's.
Got it. We'll try and not interrupt every moment of this story.
That's fine. I'll try and give you not.
Stop
as much.
Teasing.
I like the tease, innit?
Yeah,
just
you
do. Just like the little tease. Little tease. Little tease.
Consider me teased.
And my friend, who I've known since we were about 4 years old. I will not name names on the podcast.
No.
Okay.
No. It's a delicate story.
We won't try and guess the name.
No.
Topshop.
Barrett. She had been dating this guy who was a waste man and what I considered to be a fuck boy. Mm. But that terminology was not around when we were younger.
No.
So he was waste.
Just waste.
Man. He was just waste. Mm-hmm. And they broke up. He did not know that she thought she was pregnant.
Mm.
Turns out she was not. And then out of what I believe to be revenge against her, he decided to come on to me because we all worked in the same store.
You all worked in Barrett's?
We all worked in Barrett's.
Barrett's was...
A Barrett's saucy. Love triangle?
Yeah, oh my was a goodness. Barrett's. So we all worked in Barrett's and he tried to come on to me, her friend.
What did you say? Shall I measure your feet?
That's
the only way that I imagine now that people flirt in Barrett's.
I was going to go, something's afoot.
All right. Yeah.
And I, at the time, was quite young. I will repeat that again. Was quite young.
No judgment here.
Insecure about my looks and how I was.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
I literally have been here.
Yeah. And
me too.
Was like, oh no, well.
Don't listen to Sarah. I know.
I was like, well, this guy's coming on to me.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe I should just.
That feels good.
That feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up snogging in the storeroom of Barrett's.
I really hoped you were going to say the storeroom of Barrett's. I just love that this whole thing takes place in a Barrett's. I just love it. The smell of leather. Oh, that's so great. Okay, you snogged in the storeroom of Barrett's, surrounded by... Children's shoes.
And boots. And then he was like, after work, you should come back to mine.
Mm.
And I was like...
How long was your shift?
Oh, we finished at 6.
Okay.
And I was like...
And he asked you that?
And I was like, sure.
Mm.
I'll come back to yours. But she called me on the way to his... So he left before me.
Mm.
So she called me on the way to his and was like...
So you're going over there?
I mean, yeah, I'm on my way over to his.
Oh, my God.
And then my friend calls me and goes, hey, I need to speak to you ASAP. And obviously, I'm a good friend.
Yeah,
guilt kicks in.
Uh-huh.
And so reality I went to my friend. Yeah, reality sets in. And then I go to my friend's house instead of this guy's.
That's good.
You're a good friend.
That's a kind of sliding doors moment as well, where like, if she hadn't called...
What would have happened?
If she...
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Thank you.
Still a good friend of yours now?
We still talk. Obviously, as we grow older, people like live their own lives and grow apart. Yeah. So I don't see her as often as I used to. Shame.
I don't know anybody from that
should
time.
Have fucked him. No, you did the right thing.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's horrible what your own insecurities can do to you. Mm. Like what kind of like things you'll even consider that now.
Seems ridiculous.
Yeah, but now I would some of the things I did when I was 17, I would never do now. I would never do now. I'd be like, absolutely not.
Do you ever remember those kind of teenagers? Oh, I always admired them so much. Because I think I was the sort of exact same as you as a teenager, where it's like if anybody showed me any kind of romantic interest or affection, I was like, this might be like one of a few opportunities receive this.
Oh, no, it still happens to me this day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't get as much GSD as people think I do.
Well, it's because you keep saying that you're getting GSD. You give a lot of
GSD vibes.
Yeah, GSD vibes.
And it surprises us.
Mm.
That's why I keep saying it on stage.
If you don't know what we're talking about, could you explain what GSD is?
Hashtag GSD means get some dick, give some dick, generate some dick, get some digits.
It's very inclusive.
It's very inclusive.
And it's a part of Sakisa's brand.
Yeah,
I think it would be fair to say.
You say it a lot. If it's not part of your brand, you say it too much.
And if there are any dicks or digits listening,
hey.
Get in touch. Yeah. Thankfuckforthat@gmail.com.
But you were saying, Sarah, that you were the kind of person who, if anyone showed you any affection.
Yeah, that I would like leap at the opportunity because I had such low self-esteem that I was like, and then there were like teenagers who would be like, oh, this guy fancies you, or he's asked you out, or like she likes you, or that, and they'd be like, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what do you mean you're not interested? He wants you. Let him have you. And it got me.
What else are you for?
Yeah, it got me into so much trouble as a teenager, where I'd find myself in situations where I'd be like going on dates or like finding myself like moments with people where I'd be like, I don't like you. I don't even fancy you or anything like that.
Yeah.
Why am I here? Yeah. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
I'm just looking for something that is just. This is not the avenue to discover it.
Yeah, I've had situations like that where I just ended up in someone's house and I'm like, I don't want to be here. Why am I here? Why have I just, not in that kind of way, but yeah, it's kind of weird.
I've ran out of places.
Yeah.
I've gone, I don't want to do this. And then like ran out.
Yeah. Which I'm glad you ran out. It's better than doing it. I was used to go to an under 18s night at Rock City in Nottingham. And with my friends, and it would be full of over 18s.
Yes.
And
100%.
Which is so creepy.
Why even advertise it?
It would be full of like 19, 20-year-old guys. And I met this guy, and I had like, I don't think I'd ever kissed anyone or anything like that. I was like maybe like 14, 15.
Yeah.
And.
Sorry, I just, the idea of someone.
You're already there.
Yeah, I'm creeped out already.
I think like one of his friends was talking to my friend, so I ended up talking to this guy. His name was Carl, and he was like, my only memory of him is like a silhouette, in that he was like really tall, really long, kind of like emo-y, like black hair that was like swept across his face. Like I don't even think I fully saw his face.
So cool at the time.
not hot in any way. And he would sit in the corner of the room by himself and not like dance or engage with anything that was going on.
Oh.
And so I ended up talking to Carl. Like I think we held hands and then I gave him my phone number and then he texted me the next day to ask me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, no. But I was like, why did I entertain this? It was just the excitement of like that first moment of anyone ever wanting to hold my hand. And I was like, I'm not dating the 20-year-old goth from Rock City under 18s.
Do you still have that number?
that guy's thriving. That guy is thriving.
Carl, man. If you're listening.
Yeah. I once went to, I had, there was a guy that I liked and he was holding an illegal rave.
That is sexy.
We love that. That's
in Amsterdam.
Sexy. Yeah.
Is anything illegal in Amsterdam?
The rave was not. They had no permit for the
being
rave.
Being a nerd.
They had no permit for the rave. Now, I am a fully, like, rule-abiding, in every way, person. Like, I found it very uncomfortable to be even at the rave knowing they had no permit. No permit. But I like this guy's. I was like, I'm going to go to this rave.
BYOP rave.
Yes. And but I also knew... It's just me with paperwork. Yeah. I've spent 3 days going to City Hall.
Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry. They're like, that's the whole point. I'm like, no, no. No, and then I but this guy, like, he was kind of the only person that I knew, but he was organizing it slash also DJing.
Mm.
And
yeah,
come on. How could I not like this guy? What a legend. And it was like he was a very cool, obviously, DJ slash rave organizer and a drug taker. All things that Little Mickey...
Very cool.
Little Mickey did not do and found very uncomfortable and actually just didn't want to do. So I was at this party and I was like, everything about this I hate. Like, everything about this. But then I thought, like, I shouldn't leave because I'm scared. But I think later I realized that I wasn't so much scared as I just hated it. But at the time, I thought that I was really scared. So I thought I should stay to push myself out of my comfort zone.
Oh, no.
So I stayed at the party, and then I met this guy at the party. And at this point, I had thought everything that they were doing was actually really stupid. And I actually thought everything was quite... It's like, oh, cool, you're a legal rave. Like, I'd started to go off of the guy. But yeah. I'd met this other guy. And he was a friend of the guy that I liked. And I was just kind of like, well, I should get something out of this party. So then...
Well?
Yes. So GSD. Oh. So then...
That is a great attitude towards a party as well, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, I was just not liking any of it, no. And everyone was, like, taking drugs, but this guy wasn't taking drugs, so, like, we ended up together. so that's how that happens. And then he was like, do you want to go home with me? And I was like, I should do that. At this point, I'd not been enjoying it, but I'd been pushing myself out of my comfort zone. I thought going home with him would also be pushing myself out of my comfort zone because I'm not attracted to him, so that is something that I should do. I don't know what my reasoning was there.
It's good to push those boundaries.
And so then we went to him. And it wasn't until we were like sort of halfway through doing it.
Mm.
I think there was like initial sex.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't want to do any of that. Like I had like a real like clarifying moment. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of pushed him off of me and I went, I need to go home. And then he got very confused. And I was like, it needs to happen now. So then I got dressed and, like, just fled. But then I'd left my keys.
Oh, no.
So I had to go back.
He thinks you're returning. You've changed your mind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And he was so confused because, bless him, to him, like, none of it had seemed to that in any way.
Yeah, like, I met a girl. I like her. We're going to go home.
Yeah, we're going to go home and have sex.
You're like, then, I don't fancy this guy. I don't really know why.
Yeah, I really started. And then I had to. And then we had to search for my keys for quite some time, actually. Quite some time.
I think during that, he must have just been wondering, like, what did I do halfway through this for her to just stop?
Am I so bad at sex?
I think if you are a guy and the guys have this, like, insane idea that we really care about what their penis looks like, and I think if we've just had penis and then I go... No.
Oh yeah.
I might have given him quite a complex.
Yeah, you've ruined that man's life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas like really that was not at all what was happening. I didn't like him way before that.
Every time
way before penis.
Every time someone loses their keys now, he's like, oh god.
He's an incel now.
He's back there again. Is it because of my dick?
He has to live a keyless life.
Somebody loses their keys and he's like, is it because of my penis?
That'll be me. I'm sorry. I have a horrible penis. It probably took your keys.
I feel like you should apologise to that man.
I don't even remember his name.
Oh, God.
Like I said, I did not like anything about him.
He remembers every detail of you.
His penis, in fact, was probably the best thing.
But he will never know that.
No, he would never. He would never know that. That's the only time I've ever met him. I've never met him after that. Poor I also guy. Really stopped liking this other guy after that. That was quite helpful.
That is good.
Yeah,
it's good that it put you off all men.
All men and illegal raves. Only illegal raves for Mickey.
Did you, Sakisa, ever tell your friend that you nearly slept with her ex-boyfriend?
No,
you didn't.
No.
Oh my god.
That's fair.
And she's here today.
Let's just hope that she never listens to podcasts.
Yeah. I'm sure she would.
Nah, that's true.
No.
Yeah.
What? I think that's good.
Yeah. Well, you didn't actually do anything.
No, we didn't really. Why,
you snogged.
You did snog.
Snogged.
Shh. No one. Shh. Shh.
You've already said it. It's on tape. Who are you shushing?
Oh, yeah, I just didn't think it was a big deal. And I kind of realised that how he was really just doing that out of, like, revenge.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I was just like a little pawn in their little chess game. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. I think you have to go through those experiences. Also, you know, it's like yeah, you push a boundary and then you're like, oh, actually, now I realise that I would never cross that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, before you might not have known that, because often things that are bad are quite exciting.
It's a great near miss because, like, I think more so than anything else that you can experience, guilt is one of those really palpable feelings that stays with you for such a long time.
Yeah. Well, stay with her for a week and then the next horrible thing.
Yeah. She gets another load of guilt and she's like, oh, fine.
All the guilt.
Yeah.
But I sometimes think of things like that I did when I was like 18, 19 and I'm like, get that real sort of visceral kind of cringy, like, or the horrible like stab of guilt where you're like, oh, I mean, everybody's life is fine now and those people have moved on from those situations, but I'm still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I think I was too scared about the consequences to do anything like crazy bad in my life. So I've always just been that person to be like, that'd be really cool if I did that.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I drive and think, what happens if I hit a person?
Really?
You think that'd be cool?
No, but just like, sometimes in my head I'm just like, I wonder what will happen.
Yeah, like, as an experience.
As an experience.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
we talk about the dark turn.
I know what you mean, though. I have those thoughts when I'm driving.
I don't think that has anything to do with Sakiza actually wants to hit a person.
No, it's like an intrusive thought.
Yeah, it's like an intrusive thought.
Yeah, I have that too. What if I drove off the cliff?
Yeah.
I have them quite a bit.
What if I just punched somebody in the line at Sainsbury's?
But I think I'm too scared. I thought you were going to be
in the podcast.
I think I'm too much of a coward to actually do anything that I really genuinely want to do. Like, I've never asked anyone out because I'm generally quite scared about people's responses.
Really?
Yeah, I've never asked anyone out.
Oh, I don't think you should be scared. I think people would be lucky to have you.
You've never asked anybody out?
No. Because I'm just, like, for example, I've got a DM in my phone right now that I have not opened up because I drunkenly messaged this person.
So you have done it.
Lucas and I just physically recoiled. Drunkenly messaged someone. Did
you really?
Yeah,
we got really excited.
I got really excited in our chairs.
I got really excited by it.
Yeah, so
it's just that anxiety of not knowing what the
message exactly. Is. So they've responded like 2 days later, and I've just not opened it up because or like read it because I'm like,
you have to do it.
I kind of know what the response is
because
they've already been like, this is what I was saying to you earlier, that my career's cop blocking me. But they're already like implied something, and I was quite drunk. I was going through my messages to be like, who can I GSD?
Oh no.
And then so I haven't read it because I'm just, I already know what the answer is going to be or what that message is going to be, but I just don't like the anxiety of like
facing up with too much.
Well. I don't like the answers, which is quite funny because the tattoo I got in Edinburgh was you can fear the answers, but you can't avoid them.
You have to live by them. You have to open it up about all of your DMs.
Which is in my show. It's the
open it up.
It's just in the line in my show, and I was just like, I'm going to get that as my tattoo. And now I'm like, yeah, you don't live by it, do you? You don't live by your own rules.
I would rip off that Band-Aid for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather live with the consequences of something horrible I've said than not know.
I think I'd rather not know.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to not know. There's loads of things I wish I didn't
know. Also,
you wouldn't open up that DM. It would always say that. It would always sit there being like, unopened.
No, I've threw my phone away. Like,
what if they're interested?
It's not how Instagram works.
Yeah, my friend was like, well, what if they're interested? I was like, no, I don't think that's the case. And she was like, stop being so negative. That's always my first thought, is to go straight to like the worst.
But yeah, at the moment, they're neither interested nor disinterested. It's Schrodinger's fuck.
Yeah. Schrodinger's D.
Schrodinger's D. You got Schrodinger's D in your DMs.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Should we ask the next question?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
You please.
But I won't yell.
Okay. Mickey yelled one time.
I yelled one time and then I got afraid to ask the question. Do you have any sliding doors?
Don't recoil.
Do Do you have any sliding doors moments for us? Something that could have happened.
Oh.
We do often have to clarify what this question is.
Yeah, can you clarify this? Because I was kind of... So I've never seen the film.
A near miss is like when something almost happened. Whereas like a sliding doors moment. So in the film, you see two timelines. Mm. One of which this woman gets on a train. The other she misses it. And it's just like a subway train. So it's like the difference between getting home like within 15 minutes of it. And when in one timeline she gets home and finds her boyfriend cheating on her. In the other one she doesn't. So we're asking for a moment in your life where like a small thing changed the course of everything.
I work at I don't know if I met you at the Cav.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I meet most people in my comedy life and cabaret life via the Cav. Mm.
The Cav is?
Oh, the Cavendish Arms is a pub.
In Stockwell.
In Stockwell.
Mm-hmm. London.
London.
England.
England.
Which is
UK.
Where you're from. You're from Stockwell.
From Stockwell. And I nearly didn't take that job. Yeah.
You nearly didn't take the job at the Cav?
I nearly didn't take the job at the Cav because my mum was quite a strict woman and I was 19 years old. No, I lie. Yeah, no, 20. I was 20 years old and I'm the only child, so my mum's very overprotective over me.
Mm. This is post-Barrett's.
Huh? This is post-Barrett's. Yeah. She was very overprotective over me and wanted me to like just do education, become a lawyer and be straight and narrow. Well, I just wanted to live my best life and do things that I wanted to do and experience life, if you want to put it that way. And I had already had two part-time jobs at that moment. Sorry. I had already had two part-time jobs.
You're an expressive human.
I already had two part-time jobs at that time. And I was like, let's just get a third one. And it was obviously, it's around the corner from my house. And I obviously applied via Gumtree. It was on Gumtree.
Really?
That's so funny.
The advertisement was on Gumtree.
What was the job role that you applied for?
The job role was bartender / events door person.
Okay.
So it was like you worked Saturday on the door and then on every other Saturday on the door and then on a Sunday behind the bar.
Mm. And was it the same setup that it was like, so the Cavendish Arms, if you don't know, is a venue / pub in Stockwell and they
host a night called Comedy Virgins.
Yeah. Every night of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, it's mostly Tuesday and Wednesday. They've stopped doing Monday. It's alternative Mondays, if you want to put it that way.
And when I started doing stand up, it was a bringer. Is it still
it's just a bringer?
Still the same setup.
It's kind of changed. There's some things that have like obviously changed, but like it's still a bringer basically.
A lot of people do their first stand up gigs there.
Yeah, most people.
It really is for new, like proper newbies.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
It was really great. Good. It was like one. It was one of the ones that you did that was like real nice.
Oh, Mickey won our competition.
Yeah, that's right. Only prize I've ever won.
Yeah. Mickey's been our only female to win that competition.
No way. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
really?
it's been quite depressing.
What? It's depressing.
What a crown!
She's the queen!
She's the queen! Yeah. Amongst men.
So when I got the job, I actually didn't tell my mum for like 2 weeks. And then I did eventually tell her that I got this job in a pub and she was not happy about it because it's nightlife. It meant I was coming home. And the only way I could agree for her to not hassle me about me having this job in a pub was... because she doesn't like that kind of... She didn't know what it was. She's not that kind of person to go out and do clubs and, like, bars and stuff like that. So the only way I would agree with it is because at that time, luckily, I had just passed my driving test and I've got a car. And the Cav is 7 minutes walk from my house.
But she wanted you to drive.
I literally had to drive there.
No.
That's the only way she would be happy for me to go, so...
That's so funny.
I mean, it's in a quiet area.
It's not, it's a 7 minute walk.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
And for 15 years, I have driven to that pub.
No that's way.
So funny.
No way. That's
what about
so
your dad?
Funny.
I met him. He's quite chill.
Yeah, my dad's cool.
He wouldn't care.
But yeah, but my dad's not the owner of the household.
It would take longer to get into your car and like get all sort out the car and then drive around the corner than it would to just walk there. Mm. That is so dumb.
That's so funny.
But it's a classic mum move.
And it really is like what started you on your whole like performing journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I basically was like, I don't know if I could take this job to Shirley on the phone. And she was like, just take a day to think about it. And then I decided, fuck it, I'm going to take the job.
That's a huge sliding doors moment. Imagine if you'd listened to your mother. Yeah, that's the takeaway. Ignore your mothers.
Did you think about performing before that, before you were at the Cav?
No, because I didn't. So when I started, so I've been there 6 months after they opened or changed to took over the pub. They had just started Comedy Virgins.
Yeah.
And I wasn't working those nights until like 6 months later.
Right.
So it wasn't until... I used to be a dancer. That's what I really enjoyed doing. And I was mainly working the band night. So it was mainly like indie rock. And that was cool. Because you meet different people for all walks of life. But it wasn't until like I started meeting Emily, who ran Luscious Cabaret at the pub like 3 years after. And then started working normal nights to do Comedy Virgins, that I was like, that's quite cool.
Give it a go.
Yeah, well, my Shirley was like, why don't you give comedy a go? You're slightly funny. I was like, I'm not that funny.
Slightly funny.
Yeah, she literally said slightly. I was like, I'm not that funny.
But I remember, because it must have been around the same time I started, that you started comedy.
I gave it a shot probably like a year before you started. And I remember my first gig was coming on stage and ranting about lions for 5 minutes. I had written no jokes. It was just me just doing a rant about lions.
Oh, I love everyone's first sets. Yeah. So the choices you make.
Yeah, just doing a rant about why are lions in zoos?
It's a good question.
Why don't they let them be free? And then you want to kill these lions because a person's come into their cage? You bitches. That was more or less my 5 minutes. But I was doing...
That sounds great. It's
I was
good
doing
stuff.
The sound when you started.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Shirley was like, "Oh, don't you can have a spot if you do the sound."
Was that your first experience with stand-up comedy, or had you been to like live gigs before? And
I used to go to what they call urban gigs.
Mm.
When I was in uni with my chocolate family, I used to go to urban gigs. So I used to like.
Do you remember the comics we saw there?
Yeah, so it was Axel. It was Slim. It was Richard Blackwood.
Mm.
It was Junior Booker.
Yeah.
It was, Shabba. It was Ori Styler.
Yeah.
And it's obviously weird because I'm into this mainstream world. I kind of started into the mainstream comedy.
Yeah.
And when I was watching them, I never thought about doing comedy.
You start doing comedy in the leisure centres.
I did.
At the white people pools.
At the white people pools. At the white people's pools. And then I had known them for years, especially like Babatunde.
Yeah.
When he got signed, he started doing open mic nights.
Yeah.
And he had been going for like 15 years or 10
but
years.
Everyone knew that. I remember when... Yeah. I remember
he
when
turned
Babatunde,
up at the pub.
Yeah, I remember when Babatunde started doing open mic and everyone was like... He should not be doing open mic. It makes no sense.
It's mad. I hadn't really clocked that there was this whole like urban scene that was happening just away from where we were gigging. And when I did Apollo, I did the same record as Slim. He was doing the other show for me. Obviously, this phenomenal comedian, and I was like, "How have I never gigged with this guy before?" And then we got chatting about it, and he like told me all about where he gigs, and I was like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
I knew early because I'd heard Sophie Hagen tell a story about accidentally entering an urban competition, urban scene competition. And then it just ending really, really badly. Like, I don't quite, like, and I shouldn't tell their story, obviously, but I just remember it being a story where, like, obviously she was not welcome. And it was...
It's a tough gig. Yeah.
But I remember, so because of that, and also because the course I did was run by comics from the urban scene. So I knew early on that there were like these two scenes that don't really cross.
Yeah, and I found that so weird. But when I was watching them, when I was in uni, I never thought about doing stand-up. I didn't think it was my kind of vibe. And obviously started working at the pub and then doing... the type of comedy that I do, I was just like, well, this is it now. But it was just so weird when I saw Babatunde turn up at the Comedy Virgins. I was like, babe, you should not be here.
I used to watch it.
Yeah, you should not be here.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Yeah.
Was it Tanya as well? Was Tanya Moore working at the Cab, or did she just do the Cavendish Arms quite a lot?
She was working there for a bit.
Yeah, I think she was there the first night that I did it.
Aww.
I've got a memory of that.
I just feel like it's one of those places that like it just has such a warm feeling in my heart because it's where I met every single one of my friends
yeah
that I'm friends with to this day.
though, the stress of not announcing the lineup and pulling it out of a hat.
Oh my God. Yeah, so for the listener, they don't tell you when, or they used to not tell you.
They stood up.
Not tell you when you're so on.
You
so
get
they would...
an adrenaline rush every time they go to announce an act.
Yes.
It's really, it'd be really weird if there's two people the same name, like first name.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So stressful.
It was so stressful. And there was a time where, like, I would just be the last person every single time.
Oh, sorry about. So the first time I met Mickey, I was hosting Comedy Virgins. I was hosting Comedy Virgins and Mickey was on. And I didn't realise until last year that I'm dyslexic.
Oh.
And I introduced Mickey as Mikey.
Yeah.
Which is an easy mistake.
Yeah.
But then she told me afterwards, and I was like, oh my God, so sorry. Like, yeah. Obviously, I just was like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm so sorry. I won't do it again. And then the next time she performed, I was hosting again and did the same thing again, called her Mikey.
That's so funny. I think you should have doubled down, kept doing it, honestly, even to this day.
But I think that's fine. I think I told this before on the podcast. I did a gig with Ariel, like, this year. And she introduced me as Mikey. And I went on stage and I said, I've known Ariel for 7 years and my name is Mickey. And then the audience just didn't think that was funny. I thought, that's so funny.
It is funny. Yeah,
that's
really
so funny,
funny
to me.
Mikey Overman. Mikey Overman. Your alter ego.
Mikey Overman. Thank you.
Brilliant
story.
So much. Thank you so much, Shakisa. We've loved having you on.
We've loved having you.
It's been lovely.
Do you have anything that you want to plug, tell people about?
Plug away.
No, come follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's Shakisa Comedy. I've had to change it. But Shakisa Comedy. I think you can still find me on the Twix Comedy. Or come on my website. That's not so weird. Come on my website.
Come on my website.
You'll get people coming.
Yeah. Sploosh. Yeah. All right.
Go check her out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shakisa, everybody.
Shakisa.
What a great ep. I felt like I learned a lot.
I felt like we all learned a lot.
And I laughed a lot.
Yeah, it was great.
And I'm leaking now. Oh no, I just disappointed you.
There's a lot
you.
Of leakage because also Shakisa talks about her period.
On the cringe, on the Patreon cringe.
Oh yeah, listen to that. Oh, this is good actually. Now I've teased it.
A little tease, yeah. Sign up to the Patreon if you want to hear that. We add our cringe videos, actual videos, so you can see what we all look like.
Yes.
Today. I know, let me tell you, it's good.
Yeah. And we do extra stuff. We do extra stuff. There's extra stuff for you guys on there.
Bonus. The episodes are longer.
Yes.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
No, can you actually believe that, though? So we cut out all the bullshit for the public episodes.
Yeah, and then we put it back in for the Patreon.
People
are paying us to not be on there.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Follow Shakisa online.
Do you have anything to plug?
Plug in my online content, because I'm going to be out of action. When this goes out, this episode, this public episode, I will be post-surgery.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When the Patreon episode goes out, I will be in surgery. Pray for me.
Oh, my God.
If this is so my last...
That almost made me a little bit emotional.
If this is my last broadcast, Mickey killed me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that's so cool.
So I'm asking for you to... Thoughts and prayers.
I really should have gone first. I don't want to plug my gig after thoughts and prayers for your top surgery.
Do it.
Oh, God. Well, no one will come to this.
Well, you might have the scoop.
Well, listen.
If you want to know how I'm getting on, go to Mickey's gig.
Well, I really want people to come to this thing, and it just went out to sell tickets, so I just need to plug it.
What is it? Tell me.
It's I'm doing an album record at the Bill Murray.
Mickey!
Of all of my best jokes.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
No, this is cool.
Yes, but it should have...
Thoughts and prayers for Mickey.
No, don't thoughts and prayers. Buy a ticket.
Yeah, buy a fucking ticket.
Please come to that.
When is it?
If you've seen, it's on the 15th of October, which is as a Sunday. It's at 7:30. If you have just seen my show that I've just done, it's not that one. So
15th of October. I might try and get Louisa to bring me as like a little outing.
Oh, good God. That sounds amazing. If you want to see Sarah post up.
You want to see me?
Use you as like...
Acting like I'm elderly.
I will you onto the stage.
Yeah. At the end.
For the people who've come to see you, Sarah.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. And I really want it to go well, obviously, because if it goes well, either way, I think it'll end up on Spotify. So it better go well.
For Spotify's sake.
Yeah, for Spotify's sake. Let's have some people laughing. But yeah, it's really exciting. So so please come to that. There's on my Instagram or whatever, you can find a link to the tickets.
Brilliant. That's Lucas, it. Any pluggies?
My gigs, usually you can find it on my website, lucasjeffcoat.com. I like how the plugs are getting less and less. The stakes are getting lower.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So work your way up. And I'll Sarah's be at top surgery.
And I'll be at Mickey's thing.
Oh, my God, you could see us all at the same place.
Oh, yeah.
My heart. Great. Well, then that's all we have to say today.
Thank you for listening. You're cute. And we love spending time with you.
Oh, that was actually quite nice. All right, let's end it there.
And we want to fuck.
You'll hear us next time.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.